This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The criminal case against four members of the Teamsters Union is now in the hands of a jury. Today, in federal court in Boston, closing arguments lasted nearly 3 hours, and jurors began deliberating this afternoon. The case involves four Teamsters. They're accused of trying to extort jobs from a production company that was taping a cooking show in the Boston area 3 years ago. The show was Top Chef and was being taped with non-union workers. The Teamsters say they wanted union workers to do jobs such as driving and unloading trucks, so they showed up during the taping, and what happened then is at the center of this trial. WBUR's David Boeri is at Federal Courthouse in Boston. What did the federal prosecutor in the closing arguments today conclude about what those four Teamster members did?
Christina Barkley concluded these were four men threatening to cause harm to the Top Chef show in order to get jobs, and that is extortion. It wasn't a picket.
Okay, and so she was saying, Christina Barkley, specifically about the threats that were made to the host of the show, Padma Lakshmi. What did she say about that?
Well, threats not only to Padma Lakshmi, but to the production assistants as well. This was the startling, the sensational of the trial, that Lakshmi testified that a Teamster leaned into the window of her car and said, "We're going to bash your pretty little face in." Also, production assistants were told by Teamsters, allegedly, "You're lucky the cops are here because I would kill you." It was that sort of thuggish behavior that is clearly thuggish. It involves racist, homophobic, misogynistic statements that were made then.
Some of those actions, some of the statements were caught on tape. So how did the attorneys for the four defendants respond today in the closing arguments?
They discount that. They said they're words. And at the heart of their case is the defense that the Teamsters were involved not in extortion, but in protest. And they say, by the Teamsters' perspective, the negotiations failed. They weren't going to hire. So there they were to protest that. And this takes us to what really is far less sensational, but is at the heart of the case ultimately. There's a Supreme Court case that involved Teamsters who were involved in conduct that was clearly, in other courts, a crime. But what the Supreme Court said in 1970 is, in federal court, you cannot charge people with violent crimes if they're involved in legitimate activities of unions. So this is what the defense brought up. Here's the case, that these jobs were legitimate, and so by their theory, you can't be charged. They could be charged in state court, but not in a federal court of law.
So the case you're talking about is the Hobbs Act, or resulted in the Hobbs Act. So in this case, though, if tires were slashed, if there were comments that were considered homophobic and racist, is that behavior against the law?
They weren't charged with hate crimes. And they could be charged with slashing tires, but not in federal court, according to the Supreme Court in the Enmans decision, which goes to, as you said, the Hobbs Act. Now, the case is going to hinge on the language here, because in 1970, the Supreme Court did not specify what legitimate behavior was. What would be illegitimate would be for union workers to be seeking imposed, unwanted, superfluous, and fictitious services. So here, what the Teamster defendant and the defense attorneys are talking about is that they were seeking for the Top Chef to let non-union workers go and to replace them with union workers on a one-to-one basis. If Top Chef had added additional jobs to meet the demands of the Teamsters, that would be extortion. But what the Teamsters' defense attorneys are saying, no, this was replacement jobs, and under the Supreme Court, this is legitimate behavior. It's not extortion.
Final question, briefly, what's the significance in the larger realm of this case?
Well, we now have an appeals of Teamsters who were convicted in 2014, unrelated to this case. The appeals court has it. Meanwhile, you have this case. You also have two cases that have been brought against members of the Walsh administration, City Hall, for extortion. So everyone's waiting for the appeals court decision to play out here, and we await the jury's decision whether, in fact, this was protest or it was extortion.
WBUR's David Boeri at the Moakley Federal Courthouse in Boston. David, thank you.
You're